We're turning this evening to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. This is the chapter where you find the rich young ruler came to the Savior. And it's also the chapter where you find that the two disciples asked the Lord that when he came into the kingdom, could they sit on his right hand and could they sit on the left hand. But tonight we want to look at a story at the verse 46. It's a story that we learned at our mother's knee. It's a story we learned in our Sunday school. It's a story we've heard in the children's meetings. It's a story about a blind man called Bartimaeus. And I want us to look very briefly tonight at the life of this man. We're starting to read at the verse 46 of Mark 10. And they came to Jericho, that's the Lord Jesus and his disciples. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And we know the Lord will bless this reading from his own infallible word. Can we ask the Lord to bless this reading from his word? Father, we thank you for the hymns that we have been singing. And Lord, we thank you for that blessed assurance that we have, that those who have put their faith and trust in thee, they have that blessed assurance that Jesus is theirs. And Lord, I pray tonight, if there's one in our meeting and they don't have this blessed assurance, that they don't have the joy of their sins forgiven, Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that as your word is preached, Lord, as you speak to their soul, that the Spirit of God might show that they need to trust the Savior, and Lord, they might come to know thee who to know is life eternal. Lord, bless your own people. How we need encouragement in this evil day. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless the work in this house. And again, we would remember your servant, the minister of this house. Raise him up to his wealth and health and strength. And Lord, bless your servant. And we'll give thee all the praise. And we'll give thee all the glory. For thou alone art worthy. Amen. Such was the news of the day. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. It was often repeated when our Lord made his journeys through the land of Palestine. On the outskirts, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. What curiosity there was to see him. What eagerness there was to hear him. And what anxiety to get themselves or their friends to the Lord to be healed. His fame was noised abroad everywhere. They would leave their farms to come to see him. They would leave their workplace to come to see him. They would leave their pleasure to come to see him. The Bible tells us that the multitudes thronged the Savior to hear him. Many accepted him as their Savior. But you know, sadly, many rejected him as their Savior. And you know, sadly, tonight, across Ulster tonight, in such meetings like this, many will accept the Lord as their Savior. But many will reject him as their Savior. My friend, can I ask you in this meeting without Christ, Will you accept him tonight as your Savior? Or again, will you go through the door rejecting him as your own and personal Savior? I want us tonight to look at this man, blind Bartimaeus. You know, the first thing I want you to notice, that this man was in darkness. He was in darkness because the Bible tells us in the verse 46 that he was a blind man. And some of the commentators would tell us that he was the son of a blind man. And some would say that he was born blind. You know, the Bible tells us that Jericho was a very beautiful place. In Deuteronomy 34, it tells us the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees. And some would say that people in those days would retire and go to that beautiful place in Jericho. But you know, this poor man was born blind, and he couldn't see the beauty of Jericho. He couldn't see the beautiful palm trees because he was in darkness. He was blind from birth. Bartimaeus, as a child, never saw his mother and father's face. He couldn't play with the other children of the day. He was unable to work. The Bible tells us that he sat by the highway side begging. And I'm sure every day he would be led to that part of the road, and he would be left there to bag money for to get food to keep him living. And I'm sure, brothers and sisters, if we approached this man, we would see him there in his rags, and there would be a stench come off him, and people would want to have nothing to do with him. He was there, he was in darkness, he was blind, he couldn't see. He was totally blind. But you know, my friend, he was in a worse state than that. You say to me, hold on a wee minute, Tommy. How could he be in a worse state than that? You tell us that he was blind from his birth. Yes, he was. He was blind from his birth. You tell us that he couldn't see his mum and dad's face when he was born. Yes, he couldn't. You tell us that he couldn't see the beauty of Jericho. He couldn't see the sun rise in the morning or the moon at night. He couldn't play with his friends. He couldn't do anything, only sit by the highway side begging. How could he be in any other worse situation? Oh, but he was, my friend. Not only was he blind in darkness physically, he was in darkness spiritually. He was in darkness spiritually. Someone has said the eyes of his understanding are dim. His heart is wrapped up in darkness. He did not even see his sin. He had poverty of pence, but he had also poverty of soul. And I wonder tonight, my friend, are you in this meeting? And you're in complete and utter darkness spiritually. You say to me, Tommy, I'm not in darkness physically. I see you up there. You're wearing a red and blue tie. But my friend, you're in spiritually darkness like this man spiritually. Oh, what a state he was in. He was in darkness spiritually. You know, the devil had this poor man's eyes blind spiritually. In 2 Corinthians we read 4:4, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil had his eyes blinded spiritually. And you know, tonight, my friend, the devil wants to keep your eyes blinded spiritually. But you know, my Bible tells me that the Lord Jesus is the light of the world. He tells me, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know, people are in darkness, you know, spiritually. But you know, tonight, the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ can shine into their darkened hearts, and they can come to know the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior. Oh, this man was in darkness, yes, physically. He couldn't see anything at all. But sadly, he was in darkness physically. But I want you to notice also, not only was he in darkness, but he was in danger. This man was in danger. He heard the cry from people, Jesus is coming. Jesus is passing by. He could not see if the Lord was near or far off. He was blind and could not see the danger of missing the Savior. His chance of being healed could be gone forever if he did not meet the Lord Jesus. I believe this man, Bartimaeus, had heard about this great man. This man who was healing people all around the country. This man that was raising the dead. This man that was touching the leper. This man that was helping so many people. And you know, he knew that this man could help him. You know, my friend, Jesus is passing this way. You may be blind to the danger your soul is in if you do not meet him. There's a hymn in our hymn book that says, Jesus is passing this way. Is passing this way today. Jesus is passing this way. You know, the Bible tells me, God's Spirit shall not always strive with man. In Genesis we read, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. In Job we read, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with a stroke. And yet a great ransom will not help thee, cannot deliver thee. You know, I remember as a young man in Sunday school, and this is the verse that my Sunday school teacher told me. There were 13 young men in our Sunday school class, and every year the young men came to the Savior. And I was the only one that didn't come to the Savior. And when I became the age of 15, I remember my Sunday school teacher saying to me, Tommy, you're the only one in the class that's not saved. And you know, if anything happens, my Sunday school class will be separated. We will go to be with the Lord, and you'll be lost. And I remember saying to that old man, I'm leaving Sunday school, I'm starting work. And that old man quoted this very verse to me, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. And I remember way back in 1966, in September, walking up past the city hall at the open air in the front of the city hall. And the men were shouting out gospel texts out through the microphone. And as I walked up Royal Avenue, that was the verse that hit me between the eyes. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. And you know, my friend, for a whole week, the Lord strove with me. But at the end of that week, praise God, the next Sunday, I give my heart to the Lord. Oh, you know, I was in danger of missing the Savior. And this man here was in danger. He was blind. He couldn't see the Lord coming. And he was in danger of missing him. But praise God, this blind man realized he was in danger. He realized he was in danger. You know, there's many people in our churches tonight. And there are many people in Ulster tonight, and they don't realize that they are in danger. They don't realize that their chance of salvation could go. They don't realize that the Bible says, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, my friend, tonight, this man realized that he needed the Savior. He was the only one that could help him. And you know, tonight, the only one that can help you, my friend, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He went to Calvary. On that middle cross, he shed his precious blood. He took our sins and our sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. Oh, the sad thing is tonight, there are people even in this meeting, and they don't realize that they are in danger. Praise God, this wee man realized that he was in danger. I lifted a little book And it told the story of these two ladies. They lived on Balmoral Estate during Queen Victoria's time. And these two ladies, they were two widows, and they lived in adjoining cottages. And one night, both of them fell out with one another. And one went into her cottage and she said, "I'll never speak to my friend again. I want nothing to do with that woman. I want nothing to do with her." And she sat down at her fireside, and the old rage got on her even more. "I want nothing to do with her." As she was sitting at the door, she heard footsteps coming down the pathway, and she heard a gentle knock on the door. And she says, "I'm not answering the door. I want nothing to do with her." She heard a louder knock on the door, and she said, "I'm away to my bed. I don't want to see her." And then she heard a louder knock on the door, and then eventually she heard the footsteps walk away. The next morning she got up, and like everything, her temper had died down. She realized that she was just as bad as her neighbor, and the two of them met and hugged each other and said they were sorry and made up. And the lady said, "I'm sorry I didn't answer the door to you last night." And she says, "I wasn't at your door last night. But I'll tell you who was at your door last night." She says, "Queen Victoria was at your door. Queen Victoria would visit round the people in Balmoral. And she said, "She knocked on your door gently, but you didn't answer. She knocked on your door again the second time and you didn't answer. She knocked on your door the third time and you didn't answer. And you went away. She went away." And that woman tells in her little gospel tract that she wrote, she tells that Queen Victoria never ever came to her door again. And she used that illustration to tell people that the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, could be knocking at their heart's door. And he knocks softly. And he says, "Let me come in." And they say, "No, we want nothing to do with him." And then he knocks on the heart door again. And the person says, "I want nothing to do with him." And then he knocks again louder. And the person says, "I want nothing to do with him." And then she quotes this verse, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And she says, "My reader of this gospel tract, could this be the night that the Lord Jesus Christ walks away from you? You won't open your heart's door to him." And she said she never ever saw Queen Victoria again. Oh friend, tonight you're in danger of missing your opportunity of salvation. But praise God, this wee man, he knew that he was in danger. Yes, he was in darkness. He was in danger. But he realized that he was in danger. But you know, I want you to notice thirdly, he had a decision to make. And my friend, tonight in this meeting without Christ, you have a decision to make. This wee man had a decision to make. When he realized the Savior was near, the only thing he could do is to cry unto the Lord. Note, his cry was a prayer, and his prayer was a cry. It was a short prayer. He did not use prayer books because he couldn't read. But I want you to notice, he was discouraged. He had a decision to make. He was discouraged. The Bible tells us that he cried out to the Savior. But you know, the crowd that were there, they said, "It's not right for you, a beggar, to cry unto the Lord Jesus. Keep your mouth quiet. Keep quiet. The Lord doesn't want to hear you. He doesn't want to hear you. You're not a respectable person. Don't you bother the Lord. He's on his way past." You know, this man, Bartimaeus, had a decision to make. Was he going to listen to the crowd and keep his mouth quiet? Or was he going to cry out to the Lord? And my friend, tonight you have a decision to make. Are you going to call on the Lord for salvation? Or are you going to walk through the door rejecting him again and maybe end up in a Christless eternity? You know, he had a decision. Should I heed them or not? But you know, praise God, the Bible tells us he cried even more the louder. It was now or never. He had to cry. You have a decision. You must make tonight and call for mercy. Or go into eternity to answer for your own sins. Is someone, my friend, keeping you from the Savior? That happened to me. I lived in Donegal Pass. I lived in a flute band. That was my whole life. I loved the flute band. I played football for Distillery. I played for Carrick Rangers. And I played for Ards. This was my whole life. And I was afraid to get saved. I knew I needed to be saved. I knew I would be lost. But I was worried about my friends in the band laughing at me. I was worried about all my friends saying, "Oh, you're an old fuddy-duddy." Oh, friend, tonight, who's keeping you from the Saviour tonight? You know, there was a young man one day who was riding his bicycle. And there was a tram line. And as he was riding his bicycle along the tram line, his bicycle wheel got stuck. And he didn't realise that a tram was coming along. And if that tram had hit him, he would have been sent into eternity. And this man ran over and grabbed him and pulled him off his bike. And just then the tram came and, as you imagine, the bike was mangled. That young man had got into trouble. And the next day he had to go to court. As he was sitting in the court waiting for the judge to come, he got an awful shock when he saw the judge coming in, because it was the man that saved his life just the day before. And after listening to the evidence, the judge stood to his feet and he recognized the young man. And he said, "Young man, yesterday I was your savior. But young man, today I'm your judge. And I have to make a judgment on you." You know, my friend, tonight the Lord Jesus Christ could be your savior. But you know, if you reject him tonight, he could be your judge. The Bible tells me in Revelation about the great white throne. And the great and the small will stand before that great white throne. And they will answer for their sins. Praise God, all who know the Savior in this meeting tonight, their sins have been dealt with under the precious blood. But my friend, you will have to answer for your sin and stand before God. Tonight, you have a decision to make. And praise God, this wee man had made the right decision. Oh yes, he was in darkness. He was in danger. But he had a decision to make. But praise God, he got deliverance. He got deliverance. Notice it was not the church he called. It was no religious organization he called to. He cried out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. He was in a miserable state. Praise God, misery is the object of mercy. His own miserable case he brings to the Son of God. And note the gracious call Christ. The Bible tells us that the Lord stood still and commanded him to be called. Oh friend, if you call on the Lord Jesus tonight, the Lord Jesus will stand still. He'll say, "In heaven there's a soul down there in Newtonards wants to get saved." Oh friend, he's willing to save you tonight. But I want you to notice about this little man, what he done. When the Lord called him, the Bible tells us that he took the old rags and he threw them off. The old stinking, smelly rags he threw off as he went to the Savior. And you know, my friend, that is the type of the sinner when he comes to Christ. You need to take off the old rags of sin as you come to the Savior. And he'll take those old rags and he'll deal with them and he'll put on his robe of righteousness upon you. Praise God, that wee man realized that he needed to get rid of that old filthy rags. My friend, without Christ, you're in a miserable state. Filthy rags of sin was cast away. You need to cry for mercy. Christ is the only one to deliver you. The favor he asked of the Savior. As a young Christian, I wondered why the Lord said to this man, "What do you want me to do?" And the wee man said, "I want to see." The reason why the Lord done that, he was trying his faith. And the Lord said to him, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Oh friend, he got deliverance. He didn't come to the church. The church couldn't help him. He didn't come to some religious organization. He came to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You know, man and woman lost in sin needs a way. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the way." Man and woman lost in sin needs the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the truth." Man and woman lost in sin needs life. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us, "I am the life." And you know, this wee man came to the Savior. And not only did he get his eyesight, but you know, he got gloriously saved. He became a disciple for the Lord. Bartimaeus was poor, but he did not plead for wealth. There is something Christ can give us that is more precious than silver and gold. That is eyes to see the Lord himself as our own and personal Savior and friend. This is what the blind man saw when his eyes were opened. He saw the Lord Jesus. Remember what I said? He never saw any face of any person, but the first person he saw was the Savior. And you know, believer, what a message that is to you and me. Someday, our eyes will close in death, and our eyes will open, and the first face we'll see is our blessed Savior. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one that saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. My friend, what about it tonight? Are you going to reject the Lord again? Are you going to walk through the doors not accepting him as your Savior? Oh friend, I have to tell you, if you do that tonight, you're in danger. You know, you could end up in a Christless eternity. Just in closing, there was a woman, and she was walking through London one night. She was going to a big ball. And as she was walking through London, this gospel preacher approached her and said, "Dear, are you saved? Do you know the Savior? Are you washed in the blood?" And this woman was a very religious woman, and she was mad. And she said, "I have no time," and she walked on. But you know, during that ball, that got right into her heart. Are you saved? Are you washed in the blood? She went home that night, and she couldn't get it out of her mind. Are you saved? Are you washed in the blood? The next day, she was in so a mind that she hunted out the preacher. And she approached the man, and she told him the story. And she says, "I would love to get saved, but I don't know how to get saved." And the preacher said to her, "Just come as you are. Just come as you are. Dear, I had to come just as I was. You just come as you are." And that woman went home to her house, and she got down on her knees, and she said, "Lord, I come to thee am a sinner. Wash me, cleanse me in the precious blood. And she was gloriously saved. That woman was Charlotte Elliot. And she wrote that beautiful hymn, "Just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. But that thy blood, and now I come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. O friend, tonight, just come as you are, and the Lord Jesus Christ will save you." I had nobody with me the night I got saved. I walked out of a church, and I just said, "Lord Jesus, Mr. Stewart, my Sunday school teacher, said if I come to thee and confess my sin, that you're faithful and just to wash me in your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Cleanse me, wash me and cleanse me." And you know, that night, my friend, the burden rolled away. I was able to go home and tell my friends that I'd met the Savior. That was way back in 1966. And you know, he's been sweeter every day. Oh, I pray tonight, my friend, that you'll come and know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. This wee man was in darkness. He was in danger. He had a decision to make. But praise God, he got deliverance. And someday I'm looking forward to meeting Bartimaeus in heaven and just asking him about that great day when he saw the Savior face to face. We're going to close our meeting tonight by saying,